Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is the stinking truth.
So, despite the fact that all the evidence, the numbers, the facts suggest that it's an 80% bust rate with these quarterbacks, we just saw the 2021 class, which was just an abject disaster. Right. The only guy still standing is Trevor Lawrence.
And there's question marks.
Exactly. So, and now we're seeing these quarterbacks not only bust, but 3 years later, they're only fetching six-round draft picks.
Right.
So, will the NFL learn its lesson?
No.
Why?
Because.
Why?
Okay, because those teams that are constantly, the Jets, they're constantly drafting third overall, Sam Darnold, second overall, let's take Zach Wilson. You know what? Those teams that consistently do that, are they trying to win or are they trying to sell hope?
Or cover their butts and protect job status.
Right.
Right.
I mean, because the one thing that happens when you draft that guy,
yeah,
you know what? If he doesn't work out, then it's easy to point the finger to the guy. Well, he didn't study. You know what? He didn't have good football acumen. He blah, blah, blah. But he checked every box, right? He checked the athleticism box, the arm talent box. He checked them all. So it's not on us as an organization, it's not on us to develop the guy, or it's him. You've seen this.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it consistently happens. I guarantee if you did a study, I'm not going to do the study because, you know, I'm not going to work that hard, but if you took the first 16 picks in the National Football League, the first 16 picks, yep, and look at the bust rate of the first 16 picks versus the second 16 picks, so 16, 17 through 32, okay? I bet you the bust rate 1 through 16 is exponentially higher than the bust rate 17 through 32. Why? Because 17 through 32, now we're really looking at the film, and we're seeing what that guy is. 1 through 16 is what this guy potentially could be. His athleticism. Hey, the film doesn't necessarily match up to the athleticism, but boy, when we get him under our wing and he gets the expert coaching, the expert tutelage that we have the ability to deliver, now this guy's going to become a player. And I would say to you, no, he's not. If he hasn't shown you that he's a player in the film, the 40 times and the vertical jumps and all that crap is not going to make him a football player. Mm-hmm. It's just not.
So, If you're a fan of the Bears, the Commanders, the Patriots, any of these teams that are looking at taking quarterbacks, you should be scared by the conversation we're having because we're spitting facts about the likely bust rate of the quarterback you're about to pick.
Right.
But that doesn't seem to change the appeal or the appetite, the enthusiasm for teams and their fans to pick these guys because, like it or not, I know the numbers don't favor these guys working out, but because the quarterback position is so important, because you look at a success like a team like Kansas City and how they picked the right guy or lucked into the right guy, the idea being that doesn't matter if it's an 80% failure rate, doesn't matter if likely the guy we pick 3 years from now is traded for a six-round pick, we have to take the chance.
Right.
Because that's the mentality that's out there.
Yeah.
We have to take the chance.
Look at the Bears. They moved up one spot with San Francisco to get Trubisky.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, Mahomes is just floating in the wind.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you see it all the time. You see it on a consistent basis. And again, it goes to me, you're pandering to the desire for everybody to find a quarterback. And
you don't want to be viewed as the one that passed on a quarterback that maybe does work out.
Correct.
Then you look bad.
Yeah.
So in this way, hey, we picked him.
Right. Listen.
What he wants to do.
Right.
We picked him.
I mean, you look at the 2018 draft. I mean, you got Baker Mayfield on his fourth team. That you like you always say, don't tell me in Cleveland Baker Mayfield was a hit because he signed in Tampa four teams later. You got Sam Darnold. You know, you've got
Rosen.
It's really Allen is the only one that actually if that class that you could look at and say, this was great. And don't give me the Baltimore Ravens jump back into the first round to pick up Lamar, who's won two MVPs at 32. Like that's not in that same category as those guys that got drafted high.
What do you do? I mean, you're looking at this. We're trying to have a conversation about this. You got fans out there who are like, okay, mm-hmm. guys, I hear what you're saying, but our team needs a quarterback, and the quarterback's important, and there's this prospect mm-hmm. out there. Because the alternative is you encourage your team, you root for your team to pass on the risk of the quarterback
mm-hmm.
and just go get a really good football player
right.
and build your football team.
Yeah.
Even though you still have this hole at quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
My question to fans would be, are you willing to go that way? Are you willing to be patient? Or are you worried that we're going to miss out on the next big thing?
Yeah, I think that fear of missing out, that what do they call that, FOMO?
Mm-hmm.
The fear of missing out is, you know, a major motivating factor when it comes to the draft, not only with the fan base, but with organizations. You know, that they feel like, organizations always feel like they can take a guy that's got a bunch of question marks, but we can fix him. And I think if you ask any player that played any significant time in the National Football League, they'll all tell you, no, you can't.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how many reclamation projects, how many guys that were failures in multiple organizations actually all of a sudden became that guy?
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at Marines.com.
You know, Rich Gannon. Rich will tell you, we got to have Rich on. Rich will tell you right now, man, I stunk early. But then at some point, late in his career too, by the way, he figured it out and became an NFL MVP. I mean, he was phenomenal. He had an unbelievable 4 or 5 year run with started in Kansas City as a backup to Elvis Gerback. He got in because Gerback got hurt and really played exceptionally well. And we beat him in the playoffs when I was with Denver. And they went back to Gerback.
Yep.
And we were like, you know, behind closed doors, we were like, good, because Gannon's a better quarterback. And then he went to the Raiders, and that's where he had all that success under John Gruden. And it was, I mean, it was phenomenal. But beyond that, I mean, Baker has a chance to do that, but there's very few of those reclamation projects that really worked out.
So for the idea that you got to swing, right? You got to take the gamble.
Right.
Because
right,
the quarterback's just too important. I guess I would understand that if you continued to live by that philosophy as a franchise. Like take two of the teams that are drafting up high right now. You got Arizona and you got the Giants.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So those are two teams, those are two franchises that went for it, right? They swung for the fences with Kyler Murray and with Daniel Jones. Why 3 years later, why do you lose sense of that mentality?
Right.
Why don't you look at it and say, well, we have those guys, but we're not really sure yet, so let's swing for the fences again. If I'm Arizona, I draft a quarterback again.
Yeah.
If I'm the Giants, I draft a quarterback again.
Correct.
Because you can't all of a sudden take this swing for the fences mentality and then backpedal and say, now we got to be patient with the guy we drafted. Why?
Yeah.
Because you're afraid of hurting Kyler Murray or Daniel Jones's feelings?
Right.
Well, tough.
Yeah.
Too bad.
That's one of the things I've never understood about the quarterback position, where there's competition at every other position.
Right.
And you're always fighting for your job, but we can't do that with our precious quarterback right. because he can't handle it. Like, I don't understand. I don't yeah. understand that mentality.
Guess what, Kyler Murray, Daniel Jones? We spent a high draft pick on you. We're not giving up on you completely, but we're not sold on you either. And there's a couple more quarterbacks that we might like to take a swing right. at. Let's do it.
I'm telling you, I have so much more respect for the 49ers in that they looked at you know, their quarterback that they traded up for from 12 to 3, and they looked at Trey Lance and said, you know what? We screwed up. We made a mistake. And they didn't try to force feed him and keep, you know, nurturing him and everything else, and then paid a big contract to him after 3 years. They just dumped his ass yep. and said, hey, chalk that one up as a valuable learning lesson.
Mm-hmm.
And I respect that. Like, there is no way if you're the New York Giants, there is no way. And you could sit there and say, well, our offensive line hasn't been very good, and this hasn't been very good, and, you know, our receivers can't stay healthy, and da-da-da-da. And we made, you know, we drafted the kid, what's the kid's name, Tony, that keeps dropping balls in San Francisco now, or in Kansas City now?
Kadarius Tony.
Yeah, Kadarius yeah. Tony. We drafted him, and it didn't work out, and this, that. No. You know what? Don't. Uh-uh. Listen, he didn't work out here. We're moving on. And we're drafting a quarterback. And I'm 100% with you. Instead of, like, the thing I would say to Arizona and to the New York Giants is make the decision earlier. Like, listen, man, if there wasn't market improvement along the way to the point where this guy was winning early, the odds of him winning late because you paid him are even less when he's got that much more pressure on him.
Yeah.